In recent weeks here, there have been fierce arguments about who should fund our political parties, with Labour attacks on the Conservatives for taking money from people who avoid tax. The Tories in turn criticise Labour for taking money from the trade unions. But could there be a change in that traditional route of funding the party? One union is being asked by one of its members to give money to the Green Party. Our political correspondent Ross Hawkins has more.
Martha, the Green Party wants Labour's votes. Of course it does, but it's also pretty keen on some of Labour's funding. The CWU, the Post and Telecoms Union, is formally affiliated to Labour. That means it provides money for the party. But I've learned that not only is one of its long-standing officials, Jan Zablocki, to stand as a Green candidate against the Shadow Education Secretary Tristram Hunt in Stoke, but at a branch meeting earlier this month, he formally asked the CWU to help support his campaign from its political fund. I've got the motion, he says, was put at that meeting, and it says members should have a chance to express their political choice free from the straitjacket of any single political party. And if that were to result in disaffiliation, a formal split between his union and Labour, he told me, so be it.
We're entitled to make our own decisions democratically about who speaks for us on political matters. And that's all we simply aim to do. If as a consequence of that, and the Labour Party says we no longer want you, then so be it. That tells us, I think, a lot about power politics if that were to be the case.
And Mr. Zablocki will try to push this to a vote at a meeting next month. Now, a CWU spokesman pointed out that once you affiliate to Labour, you can't affiliate to anyone else, and insisted that one branch couldn't change that big decision about affiliation. But Mr. Zablocki said if he isn't allowed to put this to a vote, he'll go to the government certification officer, who considers complaints against unions. In other words, it's shaping up to be a considerable fight. And he isn't the only Labour-affiliated union man turning to the Greens. A Unison shop steward, Charlie Kiss, is the Green candidate in Islington South. The rail union, the RMT, that used to be affiliated to Labour, is, the Greens say, already providing £7,000 to the Green MP Caroline Lucas. And now that union's president, Peter Pinkney, is standing as the Green candidate at the general election in Redcar. He's a former communist. I met him in his office where pictures of Karl Marx looked down on us from the walls. And he said healthcare, education, 0 hours contracts all needed to change.
All that needs to stop. And if you move towards a more equal society, you want to call it communist, call it communist, we'll call it socialist, call it socialist, we'll call it utopian, call it utopian.
If you want to call it communist, socialist or utopian, he says, go ahead. Now, all of this is some way from pulling apart links between unions and Labour that stretch back over a century. The Greens are certainly a very long way from having anything like Labour's electoral prospects. But the rows over Ed Miliband's changes to the party's relationship with unions has already led to bad blood and to less money for the party in affiliation fees. The RMT split with Labour back in 2004 because it supported another party, at the time the Scottish Socialists. If the Greens can try to make history repeat itself, if they can drive a wedge between Labour and the unions, they will do just that.